Back here on the Refs Call, driven by D. Patrick Nissan, I'm Brad Klein. Happy you could join us here on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. It is your local sports fix, and we've got you until 6. It's time for a Seamer's Glass score check. Seamer's Glass celebrating more than 80 years of service in Jasper, Princeton, and in Evansville. Call Seamer's Glass for a cracked windshield or anything around the house. 812-422-4149. Again, that's 812-422-4149. We're talking about the game yesterday. The Indianapolis Colts get yet another win against the Arizona Cardinals, and in a weird way, this may have been the most impressive victory of the year for Indy. A 31-27 win against the Cardinals. Now, they were at home. The Cardinals are bad. The Cardinals, in fact, just lost to the Titans, who are really bad. And you're thinking, this is an easy win. I even said this is an easy win last week on this program. And boy, was I wrong. Not because the Cardinals are very good. In fact, the Cardinals are quite bad. They played a little bit better than they did against the Titans. And on the one hand, you're thinking, at home, against the Cardinals, Marvin Harrison goes down with an injury. You should destroy this team. On the other hand, you're thinking, this team found a way not only to win, but to lace up. Just that alone, with everything that happened, is nothing short of a miracle. I'm not trying to overplay some of the obstacles for the Colts, but let's break this down, okay? This was the weirdest, most bizarre, damaging pregame that I've ever experienced in my time covering sports. So, your backup quarterback, former starter, Anthony Richardson, goes down with an injury before he even leaves the locker room. Weird injury that included elastic bands that he used to stretch for the game. Left him with an orbital fracture because an attachment that goes on those elastic bands, I guess, ricocheted into his face. He had to go to the hospital. He had the entire team huddled around him as he's writhing in pain on the ground in the locker room, the place that is supposed to be safe, in a stadium that is supposed to be an arena for pain. So Richardson goes down. The team is shaken. The team is huddled around him. They finally get out for warm-ups, and then what happens? Well, in pregame, your top cornerback, Charvarius Ward, he accidentally collides with Drew Ogletree, one of the tight ends, during an on-field warm-up, and Ward gets concussed, unable to play. It's one of those freak things. He was backpedaling at the time of that collision. Ended up on the ground, took him a while to get up, and kind of a scary thing. So Jonathan Taylor, after the game, told the media, yeah, there was something in the air today. And there was. And it wasn't magic, and it wasn't fun for the Colts either, in what has so far been a magical and fun year. Now, here's the good news. Charvarius Ward, concussion's very serious. We know that. The science is out there. But concussions happen in football all the time. You expect him to bounce back. With Anthony Richardson, it's scary because it's weird, but he will eventually be back as well. This is not the type of thing that is more serious than it is shocking. Okay, but that said, there is a hole in the Colts lineup right now, because now your number three quarterback is Riley Leonard. Don't know if that's necessarily comfortable for Colts fans. They might want to think about bringing in a veteran to back up Daniel Jones, maybe, depending on how long it takes Anthony Richardson to get back. Of course, depending on how long or how much you think of Riley Leonard, Charvarius Ward being out, that's a massive loss. He's your top cornerback in a secondary that is already shorthanded. So you need guys to step up. Yesterday, it was an undrafted rookie, Jonathan Edwards. He played 68 snaps against the Cardinals after playing a career-high 17 in Week 5. So, yeah, that leaves the Colts pretty vulnerable. But with all this going against Indy, yesterday against the Cardinals, before the game even, they still found a way to win. And to me, that is extremely impressive, extremely important. Wasn't the prettiest game, and the defense, for reasons we, of course, understand, with the Ward injury, the defense took a bit of a step back. I'm still a little bit worried about it, because that's not a very good Cardinals offense. Oh, and by the way, the Cardinals are playing without Kyler Murray, because he's hurt. So Jacoby Brissett steps in, and it's not like he's great. He's Jacoby Brissett. So you found a way to eke past the Cardinals at home with Brissett. Yip-de-doo. Well, no, it is a big deal. So you look at this game, a 31-27 win. Daniel Jones continuing to do his thing, 22 of 30, 212 yards, 2 touchdowns, 1 interception. Not the best game from him, but he did have a touchdown on the ground, 5 carries, 20 yards. But not the worst game, and we don't need Daniel Jones to be Josh Allen, though he's looked like Josh Allen at times. You just need him to not give the game away, like he did time and time again when he was a Giant. So far, he hasn't done that. Even in the loss against the Rams, and remember, the Colts only have one loss, they're 5-1. So, these are lofty problems right now, and we're talking about a team that's in a really, really good position. More on this in a moment, but first, whether it's your car, home, or more, American Family Insurance has policies tailored to meet your needs to help ensure peace of mind for you and your loved ones. Call Sandra with Sandra Payline Agency, 812-426-3305. That's 812-426-3305. So in this game, Jonathan Taylor, he continues to be, in my opinion, the best running back in the NFL. 21 carries, 123 yards, and a touchdown. Now, of course, they were going to rely on JT in this game, regardless of how it went. But with all the craziness of the pregame, you needed Jonathan Taylor to be that bell cow, no one else. And, of course, he was, averaging nearly 6 yards per carry. He was really good. Speaking of really good, Tyler Warren. In that first drive, he was marching down the field. He was a big part of it. Had the touchdown to get the Colts on the board early, which of course was a big deal. You needed to start strong after how the day started. 6 catches, 63 yards, and a tutty for Tyler Warren, who I don't even know how you argue against this at this point. Tyler Warren right now is the best tight end in the NFL. I'm not saying he's the best tight end, period, end of story. I'm saying he is playing the best of any other tight end in the NFL. Try to prove me wrong. And we can talk all we want about Ashton Jeanty and Emeka Ibuka. At what point is the NFL going to start saying, you know what, Tyler Warren might be the offensive rookie of the year? Because he's playing that way right now. That's more of a debate, a conversation for later on in the season, probably too early, 6 games in, to really start putting some stock into that, but something to think about. Just trying to give you some context into how well this kid has been playing. Oh, and by the way, with all the craziness of the Penn State stuff, Jane Franklin now out at Penn State, maybe it was Tyler Warren keeping that house in order. Kidding, of course, but something to think about. The Colts won this game because they were the better team. It's impressive because of everything that went against them. You rely on your leadership. You rely on your captains, DeForest Buckner, Quentin Nelson. You rely on your coaching, Shane Steichen, to get the guys back in order ahead of this game. And it was a big game. Zaire Franklin after the game said, yeah, it was a weird day losing 2 guys you depend on. It's tough. But it got to a certain point where in the locker room you see guys just whispering about it to the point where you're like, hey, we've got a job to do. And of course, that moment, that's the type of thing that you need Zaire Franklin for. A captain, a leader, a veteran, wise guy. Because he knows that the Colts have a job to do. And they did it. Wasn't pretty. Maybe it wasn't even fun at times, because you're thinking, uh-oh, we're going to lose this game to the Cardinals, but no. They eke it out, they move on at 5-1. Really impressive fourth quarter, 2 touchdowns in the final frame. I'm really excited about where this team is at. And I know that the passing yardage took a step back. I know that the offense at times stalled. I get all that, but I'm also looking at everything that happened in this game, and I'm thinking, you know what? You get the win, and you move on, and you say thank you. Jonathan Taylor gets the game-winning touchdown, or proved to be the game-winning touchdown with 4.5 minutes to play in the game, that 30-27, then into 31-27 after the extra point. Oh, and by the way, the Colts didn't even have their kicker in this game. Josh Downs, by the way, played really well. That's one thing that I should have mentioned, because Downs was electric. It's been a season in which Michael Pittman is the wide receiver one for Daniel Jones, but that option was taken away at times. He had 2 catches for 20 yards. Downs had the touchdown, 42 yards in the air, 6 catches. And I'm surprised when I look back at the box score that he only had 6 catches, because he was really all over the field. Came up in really big moments. So I'm really excited for him, because I think sometimes we forget how good he actually is. So now you're looking at the Indianapolis Colts. They're 5-1 through 6 games. They have the bye coming up in week 11, so they have 4 more games. It's a pretty late bye. Next few games, you got Chargers on the road, Titans at home, Steelers on the road, Falcons at home. If you can go 2-2, I think Colts fans should be happy. If you go 3-1, ecstatic. Don't expect to go 4-0 before the bye. I'm just trying to temper expectations, because even though the Colts got away with this one yesterday, let's make no mistake, they were fortunate to be playing a team that's not very good, a team that's in a very bad spot. They're already not very good. You lose Marvin Harrison mid-game if you're the Cardinals. You're already playing without Kyler Murray. You're on the road. What do you expect from Arizona there? So if the Colts were playing the Chargers, like they will be next week in L.A., good luck. By the way, Los Angeles, that's where their first and only loss of the season came from, against the Rams. If you're playing on the road at Pittsburgh, as you will in 3 weeks, I don't think that you're getting that win. So sometimes you need to be lucky. Sometimes it's better to be lucky than good. The Colts were fortunate to be playing who they were playing, but it was not a game of luck. They buckled down, and to Zaire Franklin's point, they did their job. And I think it's really impressive, and it's a big deal for this Colts team. Hey, utility rates are going up again. There is something you can do about it this time. Call Ohio Valley Solar today for a brighter tomorrow. Ohio Valley Solar offering you a 10% off special to fight the utility rate increase. With financing available, it's no longer a question of, hey, can I afford to go solar? Now the question is, can you afford not to go solar? Some have seen their electric bill go down to as low as just the meter read. With Ohio Valley Solar, 812-853-9334. Again, 812-853-9334. Tell them WREF sent you. Take advantage of the 10% off deal with Ohio Valley Solar. With that, we take a step aside. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to The Ref's Call, driven by D. Patrick Nissan on WREF 97.7 FM. The Ref, always the right call. Stay buckled in. Don't go anywhere. We have a lot more to get to in local and regional sports talk when we return on 97.7. Listen to TheRef.com and the WREF mobile app.